gentlemen, Bristol Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile. In keeping with the good neighbor policy, tonight's program is being broadcast to Latin America. And now it's time to smile with the MGM stars Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Ambassadors, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Buenas tardes, señores y señores. Harry, tonight everything is Latin American. Just listen to my Spanish.
Oh.
La Cienega, La Jolla, San Pedro. La Fines, La Playa, Pico, Pico.
No, no. Eddie, wait a minute. Those are all streets in Los Angeles.
That's what I get for taking lessons from a bus driver. But it's wonderful. Just think, Harry.
Yeah?
This program is being broadcast to Latin America. Don't you get a thrill out of a short wave?
No, I get... I get more kick out of a tall whack.
I'll kill him.
Say, Eddie, listen. Have you ever visited our good neighbors?
Well, of course. Don't you remember, Harry, last year?
Oh,
I shall never forget romantic Brazil. Last time I was there, a lovely senorita smiled at me from a balcony. She threw me a rose, which I caught in my teeth. Then I threw back the rose.
Yes?
And she threw back my teeth. such romance. Harry, did you ever meet a lovely flower on a Spanish balcony?
No, but I once met a cute tomato in Bullock's basement.
Could have mentioned Grayson's, where I have an interest. Stop fooling, Harry. You'd love South America. It's a wonderful place. Why, for 50 cents, think of it, Harry. For 50 cents, you can go to a bullfight. Think of it, Harry.
Yeah, well, what's so wonderful about a bullfight?
Where else can you see all that meat for a half a buck? If you want to applaud, I'll wait. We're here to please, that's all. And think of the thrills, Harry.
Yes.
Last week in Buenos Aires, a man jumped out of the grandstand and killed 18 bulls before they can stop him.
A Spanish toreador.
No, a Glendale butcher. But he didn't know what he was doing, Harry. He drank one of those South American zombies. Oh.
A zombie?
Yeah, that's a tricky Mickey with a quickie kicky.
Those zombies must be pretty strong, huh?
Strong? He says strong yet.
Well,
Harry, every time you take a gulp, your tonsils holler, run for the shelter, boys. It looks like an air raid.
Oh, but what a place that must be, Eddie. Beautiful senoritas, bullfights, haciendas.
Yes, Harry. But the spirit of Latin America is best expressed in its music. To prove it, here is a real Latin American who, incidentally, gives a great performance in the new MGM picture Batán, the Latin singing star, Desi Arnaz.
Que te amo, solo sé, inexplicable amor. Una ilusión divina sugirió esta canción. Los lirios y las rosas, si sales al balcón, esconden sus corolas envidiando tu canto. Todas las aves que te escuchan desde el prado, tu voz imita en esas plácidas canciones. Por mirar todas las fugaces golondrinas, emigro junto hacia las cálidas regiones. Todas las aves que te escuchan desde el prado, tu voz imita en esas plácidas canciones. Por mirar todas las fugaces golondrinas, emigro junto hacia las cálidas regiones. Ilusión, ilusión de amor. Ilusión, ilusión de amor.
Ah, buenas noches, buenas noches, caripola. Bravo, Desi. A voice like yours must bring you a lot of romantic fan mail.
Oh, yes. Here's a letter I received recently. It says, Saludos, querido señor Arnaz. Tenemos el gran placer de comunicarle que ha sido usted elegido para tomar parte en nuestra gran aventura y ser uno de nosotros.
Beautiful. Beautiful indeed. What does that mean?
Greetings. You are now in 1A.
About you going into the service. Ladies and gentlemen, Desi Arnaz goes to work for Uncle Sam next Tuesday. Really? Hey, Desi, I've always wanted to know, why are women so crazy about Latin lovers?
It's all in the approach, you know. Being different.
Yeah.
Never kiss a girl the first night you go out with her.
Yeah, well, I've got her. With me, they don't show up the second night. Except Ida, the fool. Well, tell me, why is that?
Well, you North Americans don't take the time for real romance.
No.
When a fellow meets a girl here, what does he say? Let's spoon goon.
Let's spoon goon. And in South America, what happens there?
That is the land of love.
The land of love.
Yes, when a caballero meets a gay señorita, he waits till the moon is full. Then he softly whispers, Muchacha mía, eres tú mi estrellita, todo mi amor.
And what does that mean?
Slip of the lip, drip.
Oh, stop laughing, Harry. All right, pucker, sucker. All right, stop laughing.
Eddie, I don't blame you for stopping him. Whenever I listen to your program, I say it's pretty bad the way Harry Von Sell makes cracks and laughs at you. They would never allow it where I come from.
You mean in your native country I'd get more respect because of my talent?
Well, your talents I don't know about. But my people respect all age. At least your audience is always nice.
Yeah.
It's as though they come here for your wise counsel. When you speak, they listen very attentively without making a sound.
Yeah.
They don't laugh at you.
Yeah, but Desi, look, that's enough. Look, why? And don't you get any mistaken ideas, kid. I'm not the one who gives the wise counsel on this program. Harry Von Zell does that when he says...
Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, remember that Sal Hepatica helps you feel better faster. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that's important, for it means you no longer have to wait till night to take the laxative you need in the morning. No longer need to risk feeling miserable all day. And here's something else worth remembering about this famous mineral salt laxative.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. And any time you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Yes,
Eddie?
I meant to tell you, last night I saw a preview of MGM's Du Barry Was a Lady, and I think your wife, Lucille Ball, gives a marvelous performance in it, really.
Thank you, Eddie.
Look, I know you and Lucille haven't been married very long, and before she gets here, I'd like to give you a few hints for a happy relationship. You see, the first thing in marriage, you must show your wife that you're the boss and learn to say no. That's the first thing.
Yeah, but suppose she asks for a fur coat, and I feel I cannot give it to her.
Be firm. Just keep saying... You cannot have a fur coat. You will not have a fur coat. And while you're saying it, keep thinking where you can borrow the money to get it. You know what I mean? And another thing, you must be careful of your behavior, Desi. Many a happy marriage has gone on the rocks because the husband comes home with lip rouge on his handkerchief. Lip rouge on his handkerchief. That's not good, my boy. That is not good. Always carry Kleenex to wipe it off before you get in the house. You know what I mean?
Eddie Cantor, I'm ashamed of you. Suggesting it's all right to kiss another woman as long as you wipe off the lipstick with Kleenex. I am a younger married man than you are, but I can still give you this advice.
Well, what advice?
Use the tail of your shirt. Nobody sees it.
The tail of your shirt? Desi, you mean that
No, don't misunderstand me, Eddie. In pictures, I have to kiss other women.
Yeah.
I hate to do it.
Yeah. But... Let him lie a little. Let him...
No, but really, I mean, sometimes I am forced to kiss a girl like Hedda Lamarr or Lana Turner.
You poor boy.
Here's a guy would love to take your place right here.
Yeah, but listen, speaking of marriage, you're due for many happy moments, Teddy. I envy you. For instance, you know the day will come when you're a father.
Oh,
and
yes.
A, huh?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? The father of a lovely boy.
Boy. Ah. Youth, inexperience.
A boy. I know what happens, Desi. I know. You start out to raise a soldier, turns out to be a whack. You know, I'm dying to see Lucille again, Desi. She's such a grand girl, your wife, and I hope you don't get jealous, but she likes me a lot. When we meet, she falls over me all the time. In fact, every time I see... Come in. Why, Lucille Ball. Lucille, it's so good to see you. That...
Desi, darling.
Sweetheart.
Kiss me, Desi,
look,
dear.
Yeah, yeah. Lucille.
Again and again, honey.
Lucille. Look.
And again.
I'm...
Oh,
look,
precious.
Lucille. I'm Eddie Cantor. Say hello to me.
Hello. Oh, my darling, Desi.
Oh, Lucille. Oh, my dreamboat.
Desi, my love boat.
Dreamboat. I feel like a canoe with a hole in it.
Oh, darling, you look so pretty. Well?
Well, what?
Don't you think I look pretty, too?
Pretty, darling, you're gorgeous. Kiss me.
Oh, stop it. Will you stop it? I can't stand it. Harry Von Delver,
what's
come
the matter?
Here.
What do you want?
Kiss me. You... Go away, you nasty old man. Kids always act like this?
Why, certainly.
How long have you been married?
2 years.
Amateurs.
Even so, I'm always worrying about Desi hurting himself. He's so childish, always playing with scissors.
Scissors?
What makes you think he plays with scissors?
Well, every time he gives me his shirts for the laundry, the tails have been cut off.
Didn't you see that, eh? Wouldn't use Kleenex, eh?
Please, understand, sweetheart. I just don't like long tails. That's the only reason I cut him off. You can think of any other reason. Could you?
No, dearest. Nothing at all. Oh. Only you don't have to go to so much trouble to hide lipstick.
Lipstock? No. I mean lipstick.
Well, no matter how you say it, you're still stuck with lipstick. Lucille, you don't have to worry too much about Desi, because I know he happens to be very much in love with you.
You bet. Say, Eddie,
yeah.
Didn't Lucille appear in your picture of Roman Scandals about 8 years ago?
Yeah. Gosh, is it that long? And she certainly has changed. Lucille, in those days, you were just an ordinary-looking kid. Now you look pretty, and you grew some.
Well, thank you, Eddie. You look pretty gruesome, too.
Thanks. Gosh, what beautiful girls I had in that picture. There was you, Lucille, Virginia Bruce. There was Paulette Goddard.
Oh, that Paulette Goddard. She's gorgeous.
What?
I'm only fooling, darling. There's no one so pretty as you in the whole world, darling.
Oh, my dream boat.
My love boat.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes, Harry.
Kiss me.
Get away. Go away, you tugboat. Lucille, when Desi goes into the Army next Tuesday... How are you going to occupy your time?
Well, I always enjoy going to the Hollywood Canteen, Eddie. You know, dancing with our boys in the service.
At the Hollywood Canteen?
Yes, I had a very interesting experience there last night. There I was on the dance floor. A sailor approached.
Hiya, Red.
Hi, sailor.
You dancing?
You asking?
I'm asking.
I'm dancing.
Thanks, babe. You know, kid, right after this dance, I'm going over.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, come on. Put your arms around me.
Okay. Skinny, ain't you?
You got your arm around my neck. Put it around my waist.
Okay. Chubby, ain't you?
nice tattoos on you.
Thanks. You got nice tattoos on you too, kid.
I ain't got no tattoos on me.
Well, what's all them blue marks on your arm?
I just danced with the Marines.
You know something, Red? I got the president tattooed on the right side of my chest and the map of America tattooed on the left side of my chest. And every time I exhale...
Yes?
Roosevelt goes back to Casablanca.
Well, I guess we've danced enough.
Yeah, my time's up. Well, so long, Red. Now I'm going over.
Good luck to you, sailor. And think of me while you're going overseas.
What overseas? I'm going over to the Palladium. Oh,
Eddie, I too enjoy going to the canteen. The band always plays South American conga music, my native songs.
Tessie, South American music is okay, it's fine. But just listen to one of our romantic North American folk songs that's sung by lovely Dinah Shore.
Finally found a fella, almost completely divine, but his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this character's conversation. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. At a time like this, he says, murder, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, solid, he says. Takes me in his arms and says, solid, he says. Meaning all my charms, he says, solid, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, hep, hep with helium. Now, babe, we're cooking another express to win. He says, we're in the groove, and the groove is good looking. Sounds like his apples don't fit. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. Keep it up like this and that, murder, he says. In that impossible tone, we'll bring on nobody's murder, but his own.
Singing, Dinah. I love the
way
that...
That's a nice trick.
Well, but I only...
Yeah, you only...
Hey, wait a minute. Lucille, Harry, wait a minute. What's going on?
He's a fine guy. Here's Desi about to go into the army, and Harry tells him to find beautiful women wherever he goes and to follow them.
No, but I didn't. Honest.
Oh, yes, you did. I heard you. Yeah,
wait a minute. Before you two start slugging, Harry, exactly what did you say, please?
Well, Eddie, I told Desi he had a beautiful wife. That's you, Lucille.
Thank
me. Sure.
Well, all right. And then I went on to say that wherever he goes, Desi will find that beautiful women have at least one thing in common, and that's a lovely smile.
And did you tell Desi to follow them?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Say the truth now.
I didn't. What I said, Eddie, was this. It follows that those beautiful women must be giving their teeth and gums proper care to have such beautiful smiles.
Oh, that was it. Well, that's absolutely right.
Why, of course it is.
It's a living, yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, a mighty good way to make sure that your teeth and gums are getting the care necessary for a lovely smile is to visit your dentist regularly and between visits to faithfully use iPana toothpaste and gum massage. Because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And iPana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy. So why don't you help yourself to an iPana smile, a smile of beauty, by adopting this famous helpful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with iPana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra iPana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for firmer gums, brighter teeth, and naturally a more attractive smile, remember to massage with iPana toothpaste.
Oh, Lucille Ball.
Yes, Eddie.
I was thinking when Desi goes into the army, it would be nice for you to visit his native land, don't you think?
Well, I'd love to, but I'd be lost in a strange country, Eddie. I wouldn't know my way around.
Your worries are over. There's a man here in the studio who can help you. He knows the Latin Americas from border to border and coast to coast. In fact, he's one of Argentina's most famous bullfighters.
Who is he? Who?
How do you do?
caution, I want you to meet Lucille Ball.
Oh, Lucille, my love. So long I have waited to meet you. So long I have waited to take you in my arms.
Russian, that's my wife.
So long.
Wait a minute, come back here, come back here. Russian, you know, Desi is going into the army and Lucille is planning to visit South America.
What a coinkydinky. My dear Miss Abel, you can be my house guest. I am married to South America's wealthiest woman.
Why did she marry you?
She's also the ugliest. My wife has 10,000-acre coffee plantation.
But if she's so ugly, why did you marry her?
You know a better way to get a second cup of coffee.
Russian,
yeah.
We'd like to know, where did you meet your wife?
You see? Most glamorous bullfighter in South America.
Yes.
Why, when I entered the arena, the Schnorritas fainted.
Schnorritas fainted?
Yes, of course.
They fainted, yes.
Then when the bull entered the ring,
yes,
I fainted.
Tell me, didn't you ever fight the bull?
Indeed, I did. I did. I got to my feet, bowed to the president's box, and just as I was about to dedicate the bull...
Yes?
The bull dedicates first.
Go on.
What happened then?
Suddenly we came face to face. Yes. The bull is looking at me.
Yes.
I am looking at the bull. The bull is looking at me.
Yes.
Boy, could he take it.
Tell me something. Did you kill the bull?
Did I kill? Listen, I got my sword out and was just about to kill him when suddenly I fell to my knees. There I was, face to face with the bull, down on my knees.
What did you do?
What could I do? I proposed.
All right. I've had enough of this, Russian. I don't believe that you're a bullfighter. What's more, I don't believe you were ever in South America. Say something to me in Spanish.
Very well. Indeed, I will.
Go ahead.
Muchacho, muchacho.
Oh, I like that Spanish language.
Yes, of course.
What does muchacho mean?
It means boy. And you'd like it in any language.
Oh, get out. Thank you, Lucille, for coming here tonight with Desi Arnaz, and good luck to you, Desi, in your new role of soldier for Uncle Sam. Who can tell, Lucille? You may write a letter to Desi one of these days, and it will find its way on this program. You know, we have a contest. Each Wednesday, I award $500 in war bonds to be divided between the man in service and the person writing to him. Tonight's winning letter is from Mrs. Robert C. Blair, Jr., 3042 Pine Valley Road, Atlanta, Georgia. It was written to her soldier husband a few hours after their marriage. Dinah Shore reads.
Dearest, it's 2:00 in the morning and I should be in bed, but I'm too excited to sleep. Girl doesn't get married every day to the boy she's loved ever since he was a little snaggle-toothed, freckle-faced tad. Married to the only boy she's ever wanted to spend the rest of her life with. Funny how your whole life can change in just a few hours. Yesterday, April was just another month. A month when the master painter turned the drab gloom of winter into the rainbow mist of summer. Now it's the month that life begins for me. Gosh, honey, that sounds awfully solemn, but it's the way I feel. Funny, too, how little we know about each other. I mean about the little day-by-day things that go to make up an existence. You've never seen me with my hair done up in curlers and no makeup. I'm thankful for that anyway. I wonder what you look like when you need a shave. Even in today's mad rush of war and barbed word entanglements, life seems pretty wonderful when you've got such a lot to look forward to. Think what fun we'll have in this topsy-turvy world as it rests again. And we have a little home of our own. A little cottage nestling in old Georgia's stately pines. A flagstone walk edged with forget-me-nots. A hill templed with peach trees. Think of the excitement of choosing all our furniture. Oh, don't let my daydreaming worry you, darling. I'm glad and proud that you're a part of Uncle Sam's vast and mighty army. Glad and proud that you're so ready and willing to do not your bit, but your best for this grand and glorious country of ours. But I will count the minutes until I'm with you again. Good night, sweetheart. Write as often as you can. And don't forget to tell me that you love me. Yours forever, Betty.
Thank you, Dinah, and congratulations, Mrs. Robert C. Blair, Jr. $500 in war bonds will be sent to you and your husband tonight. And speaking of war bonds, I have a surprise for you, ladies and gentlemen. A man who needs no introduction. Come in, Fred Astaire.
Thanks, Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to remind you that our government is in the midst of its second war loan drive. We must raise $13 billion, and there are only 3 days left. $13 billion means an average of $100 apiece for every man, woman, and child in America. It means we must all buy war bonds now and keep buying them up to and beyond what we all thought was our capacity. We're not giving up anything when we buy war bonds. We're keeping something. We're keeping faith with the men in our armed forces, and we're keeping alive our faith in the cause for which we are fighting. Remember, we need $13 billion. I think we can make 13 a very unlucky number for the Axis. In fact, we must. Thanks, Eddie. Good night.
Thank you, Fred Astaire. Nice of you to be such a good neighbor and drop in. And continuing with our good neighbor policy, here's a song which I introduced many years ago, South American Joe. He's got hair without a kink in it, flashing eye, and what a wink in it, CCC, that's South American Joe. When he twirls his dark mustachio, you will see a real Boccaccio, CCC, that's South American Joe. Sweet senoritas come out every night on their balconies. Mama's asleep on the patio. Here comes Joe, he's good looking, he's magnifico. As a lover, he's terrifico, CCC, that's South American Joe. Look out for your wife, look out for your girl, look out for your watch, look out for your rings whenever he sings.
You must go your way, must I go that way?
Meet again. I love you so. Look out for your wife. Look out for your girl. Look out for that guy. Look out for his eye. Aye, 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 aye. As a lover, no one greater is. Life as hot as the equator is. CCC, that's South American Joe.